Texas provides border security blueprint for the nation. Texas Border Business, Austin, Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 527,600 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 49,000 criminal arrests, with more than 42,200 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 573 million lethal doses of fentanyl, enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the United States and Mexico combined during this border mission. Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by over 87% due to our historic border security mission. Fewer illegal crossings into Texas means fewer migrants to transport to sanctuary cities. Since the start of Texas's transportation program, the state has transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 45,900 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 36,900 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 19,200 migrants to Denver since May 2023, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 2023. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the federal government's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star. Governor Abbott, incoming border czar Homan served Thanksgiving meals to Operation Lone Star service members. The week of Thanksgiving, Governor Abbott and incoming U.S. Border Czar Tom Homan thanked and served meals to hundreds of Operation Lone Star personnel in Eagle Pass and Edinburgh. Someone has to stand up for the rule of law, and the people who do that are the men and women of the Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety, said Governor Abbott. This mission is critical to our future. I have never been more proud of what you all have stepped up to do. At the events, Homan praised the success of Texas's border security measures and mentioned that Operation Lone Star has provided the border enforcement model for the incoming Trump administration. There is unprecedented success in Texas, said incoming border czar Homan. This is the model we can take across the country. What you have done has not only protected Texas and the citizens of Texas, you are protecting this nation. The governor and the incoming U.S. Border Czar were also joined by National Border Patrol Council, NBPC, President Paul Perez, Adjutant General of Texas Major General Thomas Sulzer, now retired DPS Director Steve McCraw, and Texas Border Czar Mike Banks at the Thanksgiving celebrations. Read more about the Thanksgiving events here. Governor Abbott. Texas is the model for border security. On Wednesday, Governor Abbott took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to highlight Texas's border security mission and how it keeps the state, and the nation, safe due to the current federal government's reckless open border policies. Texas will continue working with President Donald Trump and Border Czar Homan to secure the border. Watch. Governor Abbott. Border wall construction continues in Starr County. Earlier this week, Governor Abbott shared footage on X of the ongoing border wall panel installation in Starr County. Texas will continue to build miles of border wall to keep our state and nation safe. Governor Abbott. Texas continues to deter illegal immigrants. On Sunday, Governor Abbott on X spotlighted Texas's unprecedented border security mission, mentioning that the state's strategies remain effective to deter and repel illegal immigration. Thanks to the ongoing efforts of Operation Lone Star personnel, Texas has decreased illegal crossings into the state by over 87% and will continue to use every tool and strategy to deny illegal immigration. Watch. DPS. Border Mounted Patrol Unit makes first apprehension in Maverick County. DPS, new Border Mounted Patrol Unit, which graduated its inaugural class on November 22, made its first apprehension in Maverick County this week. Working with a DPS K-9, the Border Mounted Patrol Unit apprehended two illegal immigrants after a nearly 11-mile trek. The two illegal immigrants from Mexico were attempting to evade capture by traversing through multiple ranches. DPS tracks down over 170 illegal immigrants, people of special interest. In Maverick County, this week, DPS troopers encountered a group of 176 illegal immigrants in Maverick County. Among the 176, troopers arrested 85 for criminal trespass. The rest of the illegal immigrants, which included family groups and 11 illegal immigrants of special interest from Afghanistan, were referred to Border Patrol. Watch, DPS arrests human smuggler, illegal immigrants in Starr County. On Thanksgiving, a smuggler in a Dodge Caravan led a DPS trooper on a high-speed pursuit through a neighborhood in Starr County. During the pursuit, multiple passengers were observed sticking out of the rear hatch. The smuggler, Felipe Montez of Rio Grande City, bailed out and ran toward the brush. Multiple illegal immigrants also bailed out and ran in different directions. With the assistance of Border Patrol, all 18 illegal immigrants and Montez were apprehended. DPS troopers charged Montez with smuggling of persons and evading arrest. All 18 illegal immigrants from Mexico were referred to Border Patrol. Texas National Guard trains with Texas Department of Public Safety. Texas National Guard soldiers and Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, troopers trained together this week as part of their ongoing work to secure the border and stop illegal crossings. During the multi-agency training, Operation Lone Star partners worked together on implementing turnback tactics to secure key terrain for high-traffic areas along the border. During the training, personnel assigned to civil disturbance operations rehearsed riot responses in low water crossings, while engineers reinforced existing barriers with triple-strand razor wire and constructed new anti-climb barriers.